Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2091, recorded on Thursday, the 12th of December, 2019, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry and I'm joined by Bridget Cook.
Thank you, James. We'd like to welcome new listener Mr. Campling from Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with the week's news, we have two features, one on a ceremony celebrating the achievements of very special young people, and the other on One Woman's Walk for Charity. We also have letters to the evening news along with information desk. We begin with news stories that include plans for a car showroom that could make way for more student homes, and how a gypsy family are fighting the council. But first, a mother has hit out at her daughter's school after drug paraphernalia was discovered on school grounds.
A pupil at Heartsease Primary Academy in Norwich found the used needle and syringe in the school car park. An initial Facebook post from a parent about the incident circulated quickly on social media. One mother who saw the post decided not to send her 10-year-old daughter to school the following day. The mother, who did not want to be named, said, "I made the decision for her because until the school had done a complete clean, I didn't feel it appropriate to take her back to school." The school, in Rider Haggard Road, said it had conducted a full sweep of the grounds after the needle and syringe were found and reported the incident to the police. But the mother felt the school had waited too long to notify parents of the discovery, which was reported in its weekly newsletter the next day. Alex Burrell, head teacher at Heartsease Primary Academy, said the school's private finance initiative, PFI, agreement with the construction firm Kier, meant the grounds were checked every day. "The Facebook post caused a stir before we were able to do what we needed to do to make sure the school was safe," she said. "We have high fences and CCTV, but unfortunately, the needle had been thrown in."
Young patients and football fans received an early Christmas treat as Norwich City players made a special visit to deliver presents. Tim Kloss, Michael McGovern and Ralph Farman visited the James Paget University Hospital in Galston to hand out presents to patients. Children as young as 16 days old received a gift bag from the players as they made their way around the children's ward, which provides care for children from birth through to 19. Eva Newbury, 3, said thank you to the players as they handed her and her brother Harvey a bag which contained toys, chocolates and art stencils. Simon Bugs and Shannon Burlington were among the surprised parents when the trio walked in to give 11-week-old Alfie a gift. The mum of 3 said, "Everyone is going to be so jealous." Staff also had a chance to meet the players who posed for photos with the team and signed items.
Norfolk Trading Standards officers are warning people to be aware of phishing emails pretending to be from Amazon in the run-up to Christmas. The Trading Standards team has heard of multiple concerns from residents receiving emails from Amazon asking for sensitive information. The spokesman from Norfolk Trading Standards said, "Phishing and spoof emails look similar to genuine emails from Amazon.co.uk. Once directed to the fraudulent site, which looks similar to Amazon, the public will then be asked to give over their account information and password, stealing sensitive information. Amazon will never ask you for the following information in an email: your national insurance number, bank account information, credit card number, PIN number, or credit card security code, including updates to any of the above. Your mother's maiden name or other information to identify you or your Amazon.co.uk password."
More than 140 new rooms for students could be built in Norwich city centre, but it would mean a car showroom and garage moving after more than 20 years. Plans are being drawn up for a new student development at the current site of the Richard Nash showroom and garage in Rouen Road. Cross Lane Student Developments wants to build a complex of 143 studio bedrooms in a building which would range in height from 4 storeys to 7 storeys. The development would also include communal space, including a roof terrace, lounge, cinema, games area, gym and private dining and study spaces. The new development would be run by Prime Student Living and would be car-free apart from a number of parking spaces for disabled students. Cross Lane Student Developments, based in Manchester, is aiming the development at postgraduate and mature students.
A Norwich market stall is getting into the Christmas spirit with battered festive favourites for customers to enjoy. Lucy's Fish and Chips is selling deep-fried Brussels sprouts, mince pies and Christmas pudding until Christmas Eve. The items are back by popular demand for 2019. The sweet dishes are served with brandy sauce for extra indulgence. The business is owned by twin brothers Barclay and Kingston Gray, both 52, and from Norwich, and they expanded into the neighbouring stall and created a new seating area after Be A Vegan Diner left earlier this year. Kingston Gray said, "The mince pie has a donut-type taste. If you love Christmas pudding, then this is an extra thing to make it even better. And I love sprouts. They went down really well last year, but they are a love or hate thing, a bit like Marmite."
General admission tickets to Michael Blueblaze's Blickling Hall tour date next summer have sold out and are being resold for up to 3 times the price on resale sites. The Canadian singer is heading to the National Trust stately home in July on his 2020 UK tour, which takes place in the grounds of grand venues across the UK, including Warwick Castle and Hatfield House in Hertfordshire. Tickets to see Michael perform in Norfolk for the first time went on sale, and plenty of fans were left feeling good as they bagged tickets to see the star. However, demand was very high for the concert, and by 10 a.m. all general admission tickets, priced at £70, were sold out. Soon after, tickets were available on resale site via Agogo, with tickets priced from £161 to £175, and on StubHub they cost up to £234, over 3 times the original cost. Resale tickets with steep prices are not uncommon. The issue has been debated in Parliament, and trading standards teams have launched crackdowns around the country on touts.
More than 3,000 trees and shrubs planted along the route of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road have died, council bosses have admitted. As part of building the £205 million road, thousands of trees were planted to mitigate for the 6,000 chopped down to make way for the highway. However, council bosses have now confirmed that around a quarter of these have died. County Hall blames the deaths on the hot summer of 2018. However, critics of the road have questioned the maintenance, which was done after the initial planting. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "Our contractors are about 80% of the way through the overall planting plan for the Broadland Northway. When complete, by spring next year, 30,000 native trees will have been planted, which is approximately 5 trees for every 1 removed during the construction of the road."
A church member who had a close friend stabbed to death said he has been encouraged by the response to the first knife crime concert in the city. The first of two No More Knives concerts took place in Norwich. The concerts, held by the Potter's House Church in Norwich, come following a couple of knife attacks in the Dereham Road area of the city. Michael Brick, a member of Potter's House Church on the road, organised the concerts after he himself lost a friend who was stabbed while he was growing up in Leicester. Following his experiences of knife crime and the devastation it causes, Mr. Brick, who became a Christian at 17, wants to get the message across that young people don't have to choose that path. Now to letters from the evening news.